The 117 troopers were part of the department's Retire Rehire program, which allowed older troopers to officially retire but remain on the job. The program was created to fill out the department's manpower needs and was ended in 2013. But now, according to State Representative Poncho Nevarez and the Texas DPS Officers Association, hiring isn't low. In fact, the Department of Public Safety hired an additional 96 troopers to satisfy the state's prescribed border security plan one day after the department laid off those 117 troopers.
We need to look at why we can't afford to keep doing what we're doing with these troopers. And the one that jumps out at me right away is the way we spent money in the last two bienniums for border security might be the answer to keeping these troopers who have done nothing more than get a little older, keep them employed.
DPS Director Steve McCraw told members of the state's Public Safety Commission that the department looked at other ways to save money, but the 4% budget cut made the layoffs necessary. The House Committee on Homeland Security and Public Safety planned to discuss the layoff controversy at a February 1st meeting in Tyler, Texas. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.